The judge who oversaw President-elect Trump's hush money trial in New York has set a date to sentence Trump. And that date is January 10th, just 10 days before Trump is sworn into the highest office in the country. NPR's Ximena Bustillo has been covering the criminal trial. Hi there, Ximena.
Hey there.
Hey, were we expecting this? Were we expecting him to be sentenced so close to inauguration on January 20th?
Well, we didn't really know what would happen. Last month, his lawyers were trying to argue that he had presidential immunity from the conviction and sentencing because of testimony and evidence from his first time in the White House that were introduced during the trial. But New York Judge Juan Merchan said no, he is not immune from these state charges. Still, Merchan allowed Trump's lawyers to argue for a dismissal of the case altogether. And while this was playing all out via paperwork, emails, and legal filings, Merchan had indefinitely paused all proceedings. Trump's sentencing had been rescheduled several times at this point, and with his inauguration date getting near, it seemed possible that sentencing might not happen.
Right. Well, and didn't prosecutors themselves acknowledge that the window was closing?
Correct. In legal filings from last month, District Attorney Alvin Bragg suggested potentially putting a pause on all of it until Trump was done with his presidential term. That means it was possible that this case would have been on hold for 4 more years.
Okay, so we do indeed have a new date for the sentencing. Again, the date is January 10th. What else did Judge Merchan say?
Well, we know that Trump has the option to appear in person or virtually. He just has to let the court know by Sunday. And we also know that Merchan is not considering a prison sentence. In his filing, he said that while he wouldn't make a decision on sentencing before both sides have a chance to make their cases during the hearing, he did make it clear he's not inclined to impose a sentence of incarceration. Legal experts have long said that while the charges Trump was convicted of do have a minimum prison sentence, it was unlikely that Trump would face that. In the filing, he notes that prosecutors also agree that this is not a practical recommendation.
Ximena, would you back up for a moment and just quickly refresh our memories on which case this was, what the facts are?
Right. Trump was convicted of falsifying business records to conceal a $130,000 hush money payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels in order to influence the 2016 election. Jurors did not hear testimony from Trump himself, but they did hear from past Trump Organization and administration officials and employees and reviewed the financial documents that made up those payments to Daniels. The facts of the payments and the invoices labeled as legal services were not in dispute. What prosecutors needed to prove was that Trump falsified the records in order to further another crime, in this case, violating the New York election laws or tax law, for example.
And again, to the timing, the sentencing now scheduled to take place just over a week before Inauguration Day. What is the broader significance for the president-elect?
If he is sentenced on time, this would ensure that he becomes the first convicted felon to serve as president of the United States. This was a significant trial for him. It was the only one of his criminal charges to go to trial. It made him the first sitting or former U.S. president to be tried on criminal charges. And then he was convicted of 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. As a reminder, the federal cases against Trump related to the January 6th insurrection and withholding of classified documents were dismissed after Trump's election in November.
NPR's Ximena Bustillo, thank you.
Thank you.